In the wake of murder, is it possible to talk about moderation? The impulse to kill is very strong. I know I'd feel it if it came close. And yet we know that many innocent people are put to death. And if an innocent person is executed, the killer or killers are still alive. And kangaroo courts or lynch law threaten everyone. The circle of murder can widen, as it did with the infamous Hatfields and McCoys. I taught a descendant of the McCoys, actually a lovely young woman in West Virginia. But a murder turned into a war and decimated the families. Was that worth it? All the innocent lives? We're taught that two wrongs don't make a right, but in the aftermath, do we have the strength to see that? It was very difficult to oppose the war in Iraq. We know now that it was a mistake, and one that did a great deal of damage in the lives of innocent men and women, in destabilizing the region, in creating the opportunity for ISIS to thrive. I'm terrified of the political pressure behind the hawks now. So-called collateral damage can cause a reaction that engulfs the world in flames. Our own reactions to the Paris bombing demonstrate the fact, yet ISIS clearly hopes that we in turn will cause so much collateral damage that it will pull all the Muslims that oppose ISIS now into the fray to defend an Islam that seems under attack. We should have learned by now that what matters in war is not what we think is justified, but what our actions produce. Lincoln understood that, calculating carefully how and when he used the slavery issue in the Civil War. Vietnam should have brought home to us that what people think matters, but the atrocities of some, both in the administration and carrying the flag in Iraq, showed that the lessons of Vietnam didn't reach everyone. Iraq continues to be a problem for us, not only because it destabilized the region, but also because the crude things that some people did in the name of America continue to inflame many people about us. It's not about appeasement. It's about pacification. It's about keeping conflicts as small as possible. Every conflict isn't about Hitler in 1938. Sometimes the right analogy is to Versailles at the end of World War I, when the victorious Allies imposed punishments that radicalized the German people. Notice how differently the end of World War II came out, when the Allies reaffirmed the rule of law and found constructive ways forward, not only for us, but for the German people. Not only the Marshall Plan, but also the European Union, which gave Germany both an important role and an important stake in the future of united Europe. That's hard. That takes real statesmanship. Vice President Biden's comments Saturday impressed me. He started by identifying ISIS's goals and then pointed out that we should not play into their hands by widening the war against Islam. Think of ISIS as holding a match and trying to start a fire, or a detonator and trying to set off an explosion. ISIS by itself is infuriating. One commentator compared them to pirates. But without sparking that wider war, they cannot defeat us or any significant country. In this conflict, we have to respond with our heads, not our hearts. Like forest fighters, we have to contain the blaze before we can put it out. President Obama's talk about containment was absolutely right. Thank heaven that we have a president who uses his head. The question is whether the American people can rise to the challenge of supporting a policy that's based on intelligent calculations instead of emotional displays of power.